everybody. Thank you so much for coming today. I have the privilege of being able to tell you about somebody who is near and dear to my heart. And let me tell you a little bit about why he's near and dear. He's somebody who actually introduced me to this business almost 4 years ago. And what you're going to hear about is something called the process. The reason that's important is that years ago when I first started, I was one of those hard-headed people that didn't necessarily listen. And there's a process in this that can help you be very successful. And what I kept on seeing is that I was talking to people and nothing was happening. And my sponsor, the person who brought me in, he was talking to people and things were happening. And I was like, what is going on here? That's what you're going to learn about today, is exactly what's going on by the master of the game. The person who's going to present this to you is none other than Terry Latham. He is absolutely awesome as a business builder. Let me tell you how awesome he is. Not only was he just recognized at the convention as one of the top 10 business builders in all of Neakin, he also is the person who has written, well, he does a call every Monday night. It's called Pathfinders 1. It is your training program to success when you are beginning this business. So who better to teach you the process than the man who really knows it, backwards and forwards, teaches it every Monday night, my business partner, my friend, Terry Latham.
Thank you.
So we can't poke too much fun at people because we're on tape today. But I did notice how the podium was pretty short. And if you all watched the videos before this, which you should, if you have not watched the ignition sequence launch prior to watching this and watch the second part, stop the video and go back and watch it, because it's very important, because I'm going to go through some things and keep it simple. I am the simple guy. But the reason the podium shows short, because the guy who spoke before me, he's short. If you realize he was up here, I'm 6'3". But I thought I'd poke some fun. If he'd have spoke after me, he definitely would have hit me, so I was the last one to speak. So appreciate everybody being here. We're going to have a lot of fun. We are a diamond in Neakin, and we're soon to be a Royal Diamond shortly. And the reason this is because we started off, we've always kept this business simple. We are in the business of duplication. And the only way you duplicate is by keeping things simple. That's it. You don't want to go out and try to show people how intelligent you are. You really want to, no, I'm just teasing. But you just want to keep it to the basics. One of the biggest problems about Neakin or joining a company in network marketing is the fact that people make it so complex. And it really is that simple. Now, this is a simple business. It is not easy. Okay? It becomes easier over time. What you perceive to be hard is the fact that somebody will say no. How hard does no hurt? Or hard? How bad does no hurt? I mean, does it? Do you still breathe? You're still able to walk the next day? You heard my partner Murphy talk before about, you know, just kind of blow it away. But you know, it's kind of like, you know, check out this business? No. Go on to the next. We are in the business of numbers. That's why when you look at the ignition sequence launch, we have 100 name lists. You want that 100 name list. Now, how important is this? Going through your 100 name list, if you start off your person and you're starting off today and you're getting involved, if you're terrible, you're very bad, you talk to 100 people and you get 3 people involved, that's pretty poor. Okay, if you're having that kind of, you definitely need to get a new upline. Or you need to start to evaluate yourself. But say this goes to the bad things. Now you talk to 100 people, you only get 3 people. What do the 3 people represent? Each person represents a new 100 name list, correct? So now instead of going from 100 down to 3, now you have 300 names. And say, for example, that you're still bad, you're a great teacher, but you talk to those 100 people and you help them out. And each 3 of those 3 find 100 people. How many names are in your list? 900. And it comes to keeping this thing simple, understanding the numbers, understanding where you're going. Okay? Now, if you don't have a 100 name list, and you look and you start at 10, you have a 10 name list, just 10 names, and you go for 3 people or 4 people, and those first four say no, what does it look like? 40% of your list has said no, and that's kind of distracting, isn't it? But if you have 100 and 3 or 4 say no, now you have 96% left. Now, you can really get a lot better. Now, what you're going to hear today is I'm going to keep it simple. And as you go, getting more involved in Nikon, as you grow in this business, you'll get a lot better in what you're about to say. Don't expect to be able to start off and know everything right off the bat, but be able to commit. Give this business 2 years. 2 years. We can show you how to make money quick. But it's going to take us 2 to 5 years to make that thing residual. To have the organization within this to help to sustain this. But you can make money fast. Okay? How many hours can you work in a week? And not can you. On average, say how many hours do people work?
40
hours. If you have 100 people in your business, in your Nikon business, and you are only able to put in 1 hour, and everybody in your business was able to put in 1 hour, how many hours did you put in your business in 1 week? Which way is smarter? To trade time for dollars or to trade time for more time? Now, you might have heard this before, and you're looking at this tape, but what if, for example, we can all agree that we can all find one person a month on the next 12 months who might want to buy, sell, or consume a product, right? Say, as you heard when Sherry introduced me, in a great way, Sherry, I found Sherry in month one. So I got two, her and I, and we go find one person a piece. So in 12 months, you only find 12. So I start off with Sherry. We go 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1028, 4096. 4,096 people in your organization. And how many people did you find? 12 people. How important is it to be able to keep things simple? It's as important as you wanted to have 4,000 people in your organization. Now, how important is this? What if, do you think it's possible that all 4,000 might buy, sell, or consume $100 a product?
Yeah.
And that makes it $409,600, correct? As you look at your compensation plan, we get paid up to 45%, but what you're going to hear from us, because you're watching this, we are going to show you how to build a business. 95%+ of your income will come from 6%. 6% of 409,000, I'm the roundup guy. $25,000 a month. Why do we get paid? That's why we get paid in a month. Most people get paid in a year because we don't trade time for dollars, 40 hours. We trade time for more time. This is not only residual income, it's reproductive residual income. And if you want it to reproduce, you better be able to duplicate. And that goes back to keeping everything simple. Okay? Now, here's another thing. As you look at this, what if I'm half right? When's the last time you made $12,500 a month with no stress? You got a free home and a free car. What if I'm 10% correct? $2,500 a month in 12 months. Is that possible? It's probable if you're able to duplicate. Okay. Now, if you want to make $25,000 a month, you're good showing people how to earn $2,500 a month. And that only comes from being able to duplicate. And what you saw in the first part of the talks we had today, we're talking about the PRS process. Now, I asked my partner, Sherry Dorsey, to write this up. And, of course, she chose red. It's her favorite color. Her car's red. Her jacket's red. She's a promoter. But this says process. And, plus, my penmanship is worse than Rick's. Okay? I don't know if it's because I can't spell and I just write sloppy or what. But prospecting, recruiting, and sponsoring. Now, this is a simple step. I'll tell you exactly how I've built my business. I don't care how creative you get when it comes to building your Nikon career. You always go back to the three simple steps. That's it. If you were able to call somebody and say, hey, I'm involved in Nikon, I'm excited, I want to join. Would y'all like that? Okay, it's coming. Because there's people out there right now looking for us. And they're looking for a wellness home, and the only thing you have to do is make a contact. That's it. So we look at prospecting, recruiting, and sponsoring. It's just the three simple steps of keeping things simple. So first, as you heard in the first parts of the video, it doesn't matter how you do it, bump in twos, okay, the phone call. Now, if you're doing a phone call, I want to tell you this. Be on and off the phone in less than 1 minute. When you're making a contact, what is your objective? Set an appointment. So once that is set, your goal has been hit. What do you need to do? Get off the phone as fast as possible. Now, here's the reason why. the longer you're on the phone, the more apt they are to ask more questions. And what are you more apt to do? Answer questions. And they get to a point, they feel like they have enough information to make a decision. Is that even possible?
No.
85% of conversation is nonverbal. I think it's eyeball to eyeball, belly button to belly button is what builds this business. So you want to get face to face so they can feel it. They can see you're excited, and this is the real deal. So you make a phone call, and Murphy did a great job of the tape you just watched prior to this. When he comes making a phone call, short, sweet, to the point, set the meeting, now you're doing the prospecting. You're sitting there, had the aptitude really to go forward. You're really going to test them out, see if you really want them in your business. Here's another cool thing about NECIN. You get to pick and choose who you work with or who you work for. See, in the working in the world you might have come from, you work for somebody else. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Well, the person who sponsored you and their sponsor, you have a whole team of people who work for you. It's a total flip situation. There's a lot of people who want to get you home and get you free, because by getting you home and getting you free, they're more secure, aren't they? Somebody asked me, how secure is your future? Well, is it secure as 2,000 people don't want to go back to work? Okay, it's pretty simple, isn't it? And it comes down, guys. I'm not going to tell you how to make $1 million a month. It's just not how to sell 1 million products 1 month. It's have 1 million people all to be able to buy, sell, consume one. And that comes over time. That's why I said expect 2 to 5 years. But you can make money quick. Well, I'm not going to go to the compensation plan, but get with the person who got you involved, or if they hadn't already done it, and ask them about the performance bonus and how that kicks into play and with the silvers and golds. Okay? So you got ABC. As you look in the ignition sequence guide, we talk about this. It's around 30 minutes long. Sometimes it can go longer. Sometimes it goes shorter. Okay? The biggest thing you want to get out of this is find out what their dreams might be. Why would they even want to do this? In the program, Pathfinders, the first book we had you read is Listening for Success by Steve Shapiro. What you have to do is listen to the person sitting across the table, give them information about NECIN, find out how this can fit into their life. If they say, hey, I would like to get home with my family, what's your objective? To show them how NECIN can get them home with their family. Does this make sense? So we're really starting to test the waters right here. Now they want more information. Now here's the thing. There's a bridge tool. I'll come down here. I got this up here. But I have PRS. See my penmanship? You can read one letter. Okay, now the bridge tool, but when it comes to it, you got the information, ABC. They say, man, I'm fired up. Now here's a great tool before I go into this. On the pathfinders.biz website, you can go on there, and Murphy put it together, a great tool. 9 pages, ABC guide. I don't care how you use it, but I will tell you this. Know the information that's in this book. I've got people that wrote this thing backwards and forward 20 times. Susan Story wrote this thing out 20 times so she can understand or remember the information. I've got people that sit across somebody else across the table and just hand it to them and let them read it and say, what did you like about that? I got people to present using it. I got people to have on the side and show them how they did. All this kind of stuff. It doesn't matter to me. This is all we ever did. It's the information. Okay? You don't want to go puke on people. Show them all the things you know about NECIN. Your objective here, remember, where the ABC guide is to find out where NECIN can possibly fit into their life and give them enough information to say, man, this is pretty cool. Okay? Then you go to the recruiting phase. Now, here's the thing. The walk leaving the ABC, I never ask somebody, would you like some more information? I just assume they do. I just assume that's an intelligent individual sitting across the table from me. How can people not see what we have? Guys, look, when I started NECIN, I always looked as I was giving people a gift, not begging a favor. I just say, please come check this thing out. I said, here's where we're going. Do you want to come? And we will work together as a partnership to get you there. Okay? I won't do it for you. I will do it with you. When's the last time somebody's worked for you? Isn't it time to have somebody work for you? Aren't you kind of tired of working for somebody else? And if you're going to work for somebody, shouldn't it be for your family? And is that something you get to keep? Okay? Working 40 hours a week will not get you there. Working maybe 5, 10, 15 hours a week to duplicate your efforts for more time, that will get you there. See, this is the best you do part-time. You do it full-time. You can't do it some of the time. So as you're leaving the ABC, I say, what do you like best about NECAN so far? This is great. This is awesome. Now, what's the next step? What's better for you, audio or video? I always do this. Some people think it's silly. That's okay. You gave me a video, I wouldn't have watched it. I'm earning some people some money. I'd like to make sure, if you're going to get it, for me, I'll tell you, give me a video. It takes time out of my day to watch it on TV. I'm going to drive and commute in traffic anyway. I can pop the thing in. So I always want to make, and people are visual learners, they also want to listen. Okay, this depends where they might be. Now you've got it great, that we have the things put into the guide that can show you the tools that are great to use. But I want to find out what's better for you, audio or video. You say video, I say here you go. Okay, next step, we got an in-home meeting, say it's within the next couple of days, in-home presentation, get them there. They come into an in-home, we've covered this. We've got a great little format people follow. You know what they're going to see. They're going to come into a house. They're going to see a wellness, certified wellness home. But here's the neat thing. This is basically, a 30-minute presentation. Could be shorter. Could be longer. This, you're looking at about 45 minutes to an hour. Which place are they going to get more information? Here. Is it possible they can have enough information to make an educated decision right here?
Yes.
Yes. It's coming. Okay? I promise you guys. Now, here's the thing. You're going to see the recruiting phase. I'll go back through all this. No, I won't. But, and it goes to the recruiting phase. Now, for example, you know what, Sherry? I think you'd be a great partner. How about let you and I just blow this thing out? I think it's time for us to rock. We've talked about working together for a long time. Let's go. We can do this thing together. Together. I don't ask them after they see a presentation. Well, what do you think? That's open-ended. If you ask, what do you like best? If you're going to ask them, what do you like best? I don't say, would you like some more information? I just assume they're educated. Because as you see, now let me take that back. I believe everybody's educated, just in a different way. Okay, so you say prospecting, recruiting. As you start to see and people go through the information, it's just the same information over and over. We used to have a guy in Murphy in our organization 3 or 4 years ago. Man, the guy could speak. And he would stand up and give a presentation, and when he was done, he'd say, well, you ready to join him, but do you need to see this thing again? Because think about it. When you look at it in NECAN, they're starting to tear this thing apart. It's just a repeat and repeat of information, isn't it? Now, some people might need to see products. You just go from there, but don't keep giving the same information. So I just assume they're ready to join. We've got tools to do that. We've got an ignition sequence launch. With a video that they send them home from right here, they don't leave without. They don't leave home without it. Guys, I don't know how to tell you. We are in the business of duplication. You are in the, when do they go in the training process? When you call them and say, I want you to check this thing out, guess what? You're training them right off the bat. If you kind of toy with it, what are they going to do? Toy with it. You want to show them the correct way how to do this. I feel like I'm pushing them. Don't worry about being pressured. I think you're adding pressure, you probably are. You might want to engage your upline and let them help you out there. A three-way call. Start to talk to the people who've made it, who've earned some money, who've had some success, and follow the roadmap. I think that might be the best tool. Okay? So you go from here to the sponsorship. I give them the ignition sequence, launch, the video. I say, watch us. When can you get together? I'd say it's a Thursday. They came to the in-home meeting. What's a good time for you? Friday or Saturday? I have Friday from 10 to noon. I also have some Saturday from 10 to noon. What works best for you? Okay? I'm going through a perfect world scenario, and I'll show you some different things here in a second. And then we sit down with them. They've gone through this. They declare what kind of business they want, a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. More than likely be a 4 or 5. And go from there. You know, here's another good thing when they're right here at the recruiting phase, as they're leaving. Here's a good question to ask them. Where do you see yourself? Would you like a secondary income or a primary income? Is that pretty cool? What if they say, I don't want any income? Well, you probably don't want them. But what if they say for something, for example, I don't see myself doing this? Great. great. We have three other options for you. See, I've always built my organization and teach my organization to build looking for the best. And in the process, we get consumers and all the above. See, when I talk to people, I've had people ask, what do you lead with, the products or the business? No, I lead with Neekin. Because remember, I was telling you right here, the prospecting phase, your job is to find out where Neekin can fit. And then listen to them, and then follow the simple steps. I don't care if they got a bum knee, they're limping in, and they say, man, I need some product in my knee. Excellent. They still go through the simple steps. Don't make this thing more difficult than it is. That's pretty difficult, isn't it? You know what? I got another 45 minutes to talk. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Just tease. Okay. So, it all starts off with this. Launch. Here. They got the 100 name list. There. Okay? And you get them started, and you say, for example, we've already taken somebody through this thing. They're excited. They have their 100 name list. And if this is a cool thing you want to do. Because you're not going to have everybody in your backyard. If they were to call you and say, man, I've got my 100 nameless, what do I do next? You should be able to say, well, what did I do with you? And understand that they know exactly what to do. Does that make sense? Okay? If you just kind of, you might want to counsel with your upline or a business mentor you might have in Neekin to find out what's going on. Okay? Because they're looking for somebody for leadership. If not you, somebody else. Okay, so you have this. Okay, start off 100 name list. Is it ABC guide? Okay, and you got the ABC guide. You also have the 100 name list. Get them started. Do an ABC. Boop. Send them home with video or audio, and it all comes back to this, doesn't it? Just an evolution of the business. I'll hit on here in a second. Now let me show you something. I had some people that were asking me questions because Rick and I have done some things and. I lost the marker. That's a rev up for you. Man, if you can't have fun and make fun of yourself, I don't know what you can do. Okay. I went to a GNC, and some of y'all have heard me say this before, to get a food bar. And behind the counter was a 24-year-old guy that just got a degree from the University of Texas, starting as a master's in accounting. And so we're sitting talking back and forth. And he said something to me, and I said, that's common sense. He said, your common sense is another man's intelligence. Now, that's a pretty profound statement. Don't just assume people get it. Assume knowledge will kill you. But I promise you this. You follow these simple steps, you'll get there. It's just how many people you can put through it. Because there are going to be people popping through, which I'll show you here in a second, okay? So you say you have Sally. So I might as well stick to Sally because Rick was picking on Sally earlier. Who is Sally? We don't have a Sally, do we? So we have Sally. So we do the prospecting, okay? Look at your guys. There's so many different things we have. Okay, all the things that Rick hit on it again, you bump into's, okay? I'm sticking to your warm market. 100 name list, I've hit that in the beginning. Okay, so you bump into it, you might see them in the store. Okay, you don't want to puke on them. Just pique enough interest to set up appointment. Right, and then change the subject. You might want to make a phone call on and off unless you fulfill your objective. Get off. Now, some people might go 2 to 5 minutes. That's okay. I'm just telling you what I've done. Okay, as Sherry said, my friends need to hear a little bit more. I want to talk to them. If I hadn't talked to them in 10 years, we're talking. And a lot of you guys have gone and talked to them over 10 years. They might catch up a little bit. I don't know. But it comes sneaking, short, sweet, to the point. Off. The kids just ran out on the highway. I've got to go get my kids. So that's a sense of urgency. You just got to get off the phone, okay? Because you don't want them to start asking you, whoa, let me ask you a question. Oh, my kid's out on the highway. Okay? All right. So we have prospecting. We have the P. Okay, I sat down, I did an ABC. I'm holding this up because all the information that we ever did is in this. Okay? Got a P. Now they say, man, you know what, Terry, this is awesome. This is exactly what I've been looking for. I want to join. Do they need to go to the meeting next? No. What you do is real simple. Sponsor. Always have an application ready. You go in on the beginning, As you start your NECANN career, you might go more throughout the process, but as you get more tenure, you're going to have a silver tongue. Say, well, bam, sponsored. Okay, it will get, I promise you guys, you're going through a learning process. You know what? When you come from a job, and some of y'all might have hired somebody, what do you do after you hire somebody?
Training.
Right. What do people tend to do in this, in network marketing, as they bring a sponsor somebody on board? Do the exact same thing. How many of y'all like to get trained when you work your job? Okay? This is what you do. You earn as you learn. See, in the corporate, you hire, and you train. I know you can't read it on the screen, but it makes you feel better. Okay? You hire and you train. And this, you basically hire, or you bring them on board, and you show them how to hire or bring on board new consultants. And you start to work in their organization, they start to observe, and they earn as they learn. The biggest way you're going to keep your business growing is by what? New blood is lifeblood. And you'll keep your new blood happy. You better get them to earn some checks. It's not sitting in front of a whiteboard every week and somebody doesn't show up to the meeting. You better get in there and start working. Okay? So here. So we got our sponsor. Now here's the thing. Here's the process. I always complete the process. Now, Sally's involved. She comes to the meeting. We call it R. She comes to the meeting. Okay? So she basically comes from here. She's already involved. Do you think, and I've got her excited, do you think that if I told Sally that there's a meeting in-home preview where they can see a wellness, certified wellness home, see, there are going to be people that buy a wellness home without even seeing it. This is Sally. Do you think she had the possibility of maybe bringing some people with her to the wellness home? Yeah. Okay, but see, I'm still completing the process, but I'm also starting to show her how to sponsor new people. Okay, and then from there, I'm sure how to the sponsorship, all this kind of, we still finish the process, PRS. Okay, now let me go to the next. Is that extremely simple? Y'all might be happy if it doesn't, I can, because nobody on the screen does. If you don't know, I'm just going to act like you do, because if you're at the home and you don't understand this, it's your problem. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. This is going to get into the evolution of the business, how this actually starts to play. Because you got to understand, guys, you can't, our upline Royal Diamond, Denny Rogers, has always said, you can't take rank to the bank. Don't build for a pen, build for an organization. I always like to say, walk softly and carry a big downline, because you have a big downline, you have a big stick. Okay? Get around the people who've done it, ask questions and listen. Don't tell them what you're really thinking about how you could do it, because they've already done it. I'm sure they don't want to listen. Okay, so you want to get around the people, ask questions, and listen. Get around the people, ask questions, and listen. Another thing, when you go to the recruiting phase, you get around a meeting like we have here, maybe a hotel setting, or it might be in an in-home. Get with those and introduce them to other people. Don't treat your people like they're a trophy. I got a prospect. Check it out. You know, what you want to do is you want to introduce them. So what I would do is I would walk them up to say to Steve Gross. I say, Steve, share with my person, Billy Bob, why you got involved in NECANN, and share me your background on why you got involved in NECANN. And I'll walk away. Now say Steve just got involved. I'm training Steve how to talk right off the bat to overcome what his fears have been in the past, just talking to people. Okay? There's a lot of ways to do this thing, but the person that I'll get involved here might not join. I might not have connected with him. But Steve might. And then I'll take him over to Sharon. So Sharon, do me a favor, share your background on why you joined NECANN. Okay? And I walk away. And I'm starting to educate them. They are independent consultants, not dependent consultants. So let me show you how this starts to play out. The PRS process. Okay? Box. Box. Can you see that? Box. Man, my penmanship. Even the PRS looks bad, doesn't it? Let me do that again. P, R, it's not that funny. S, okay. You got the P, I just want to make sure they see it. Okay, you got the PRS process. Now, okay, you make a point of contact. Be a bump into or call off your hunter name list. They enter the process, real simple. You sit down and you do an ABC or one-on-one, okay? If you're by yourself, all along wherever you are, you use the ABC guide. If you have an upline that's running with you, perfect, okay? You use the ABC guide, go use it. So you sit there, take them through the steps. They said, oh, I want some more information. Give me a DVD or CD. What fits in their schedule? They come into the in-home. Wow, they decide they want to get sponsored. Now they're in your business. What do? Well, you duplicate. Because the way things are set up in place is they basically keep doing this. And what you want to get to the point where your people say, and they call you and say, I've got my 100 nameless. What do I do next? You say, well, what did we do? What does this do for you? Well, let me show you. You're going to do a process of people. And you're going to introduce them to Neken. And this is a learning process. This is also, as you're sharing them, Neken offering them a gift, you're also training them in the process. And at any point, if you make a call, you bump into them, and they say, oh, you're wearing a Neken polo shirt? I want a Wells home. Do you sponsor them? Yes. You have to be proactive. People tend to become reactive too early when you have nothing to become reactive to. If you want to get free, you have to be proactive. I remember talking to a guy who has a lead generation company. I was talking to him. I said, how's your business? My business is doing outstanding. He says, Terry, the only way my business slows down if I'm not proactive. If I'm not proactive or people in my business aren't proactive, somebody needs to get fired. My question is to you, would you hire yourself? Be proactive, okay? You got to take it to the people. So you take them through the process. And you see this process starts to stick in. Now we have a program in place known as Pathfinders. Everybody joins our organization. I tell them we got a training call on Monday nights. Pathfinder 1. They join in. They come down here. Here's a completing the process for the people who have a secondary income or primary income. D1, bam, okay, so I talked to Jackie. Take her to the ABC guy, exciting. Do an in-home preview. Do a sponsorship. She wants a big business. Plug her into Pathfinder. Boom, there's Jackie. Well, Jackie's pretty happy, so I'll give her a happy face. Okay? Now, Jackie says, I got my 100 name list. What do I do? Okay, well, what did we do? Well, we did the ABC guy. We did a meeting. Boom. But now your objective is to get a meeting in Jackie's house. Okay? So you're doing an ABC with some other people, prospecting. Is it sometimes you're going to go straight to an in-home presentation? Sure. Don't make this as law, but just make sure you follow the steps, okay? Okay? Now, as we do Jackie and I walk through, go back through the steps, the process, and I'm starting to sit down with other people. Boom, boom. Now we got Timmy that wants to join. Timmy just gets involved, and what happens here? Now, that's somebody else in the Pathfinder 1 program. It's the first part of two parts of an eight-month program. This is 4 months. And they're understanding the simple steps. Now, you know what's cool about when it comes to Pathfinders? The whole thing we're teaching you all the way through 8 months? It's what you're seeing on a piece of paper. How simple this thing really is. Okay? And we do the same exact thing. Now, we've got this person involved. Now, Jackie is telling me already, man, I know how to do this. I know how to do this. I mean, Terry, you've done a meeting with me. Matter of fact, I'm tired of hearing you talk. Okay, so now I'm down here with Timmy. Okay, I'm working with Timmy and helping him find people and take them through the process. And in the meantime, Jackie's doing the exact same thing because we kept it simple. We are in the business of duplication. Okay, I don't want you to know, now don't take duplication too far. I want you to be you. I don't want you to become us. For goodness sakes, we don't need thousands and thousands of Terrys out there. One's enough. Okay? That's what my wife tells me. So what you want to do is be yourself and follow the simple steps. Now, as I'm out here working with Timmy, and Jackie's already got it, Jackie sponsored someone else. But what am I doing down here? I got Timmy sponsored somebody in Timmy's group, too. So now, what's going on with Jackie? Jackie, that smile's just getting big, and I just got rosy cheeks. Okay? But this is a business. You sponsor, and you don't sit there and you train because you have it on the video. You guys have seen it. If we fell off the face of the earth, you know exactly what to do. You know everything what we know. Isn't that sad? Wow. Basically, 2 hours of videos. But what we've done in the past 5 or 6 years. Okay? Now here, you got an organization of all these people coming into play. Right? Process. Simple steps. Individuals go through the process. Sometimes you get larger groups, but individual process. Now, how do you maintain your organization? Well, I told you we have Pathfinder 1 right here. Because that's the final part of this process, isn't it? Well, you're business owners, isn't it? Okay? What's the next step? This is the evolution of your business. Okay? We have weekly activities. I don't know why I started writing, because I know you're not going to be able to read it anyway. Let me do the letters. Okay? Weekly, monthly. There. Quarterly, quat, and annual. Okay? I don't want to put commas there. Okay, now the gospel. Here's the thing. Here's what's going on. In your weekly, what I just showed you in the PRS process, it's real simple. Your objective is to get people through the process in 7 days. Sometimes it'll take longer. Sometimes people will stay in the recruiting phase or the education phase, I like to call it, educational phase, for a while. Is that okay? Yes. Okay? But sometimes the whole objective is to follow, within 7 days. Another thing before I forget, 24 to 48 hours. You have to have point of contact within 24 to 48 hours. Why is it that you start to lose them when you start sitting at 72 hours or beyond? I don't know, but people start to forget why they ever got excited. Remember, when you start them off, Sherry, look, I'm excited about what I'm doing. I want to take you through an information process. It'll take 2 hours total of your time. Can you commit to me 2 hours?
Sure.
Now they're committed. How have you said doesn't matter, but that's all it's going to take. So now you've got the okay to take them through the follow-up, right? And every appointment on the PRS, you're always closing. Now what I mean by closing, setting the next appointment. Don't ever leave a meeting without setting the next meeting. I'll follow up with you. Don't do that. Don't do that, okay? Set up the next meeting, because now I have to find you to cancel. Okay? Remember, when your people start off, and they have the 100 name list, and you're at a distance, because not everybody's going to be around you, if they can call you and say, what I do, and you can say, well, what did we do? And they get it, you've done the right job, correct? Now, it is that simple, but it's a little bit more complex, but you start to learn how simple it is over time. Okay? Now, in weekly, the PRS. Things we already have going. Right? Monthly, we have the little getting started trainings that we do. Okay? Quarterly, we have the quarterly events. You know, Vision Quest, we have NECN set up quarterly events. And we have Pathfinder Summit, and we have the NECN convention. Now, how does this basically happen? Here, remember I was showing you Jackie? I'm sorry, Jack. But you see, go down here and you have an organization. Now, say Jackie, from the weekly process, I just sponsor Jackie into my business. And we didn't, remember I found Timmy? Was it Timmy or is it Jimmy? It was Timmy. I didn't want to offend Jimmy. But it's Timmy that I sponsored, and Jackie's already got it because we kept it simple. I got in trouble for saying the last part one time. But they said, can you say sweetie? I said, no. So keep it simple, smarty. But keep the business simple, because Jackie's out now recruiting her leaders, and I'm also helping her build a business underneath other people. Sponsor, show them how to build a business by activity. That's a revolutionary thought, I know, but activity pays. Okay? Now you do this, and I say, Jackie has, by this time, going through the weekly, by the end of the month, she has 25 people who are committed, and they're getting involved. They want to build a business. You take those 25 people and say the monthly event is maybe 2 hours away. I'm just giving you an idea. Jackie, all her people are in location. She gets 2 carloads or 3 carloads, and they drive to the meeting. This is what you call relationship building. If you don't like the people you're riding with, get in another car. Okay? But there's something about spending time with your people. Okay? We are in the relationship business. Never forget that. So you take them here, then they're going to get a lot out of this, aren't they? Now, you're not building for a pen here. You're building an organization of people. In that, which Murphy talked about in the tape before, you're going to have L's and C's. To me, it doesn't really matter which one you are. Of course, you always want an L. But they come in, and sometimes a C becomes an L. But when you sponsor somebody, everybody represents at least 100 people. And it's our job to get underneath it, Penny, and find a leader. Okay? So you look different from the monthly, they go to quarterly. Now here's the thing. Down here, vision, we're starting to build vision. Because NECN's pretty cool. Sometimes you get involved in NECN. Why can everybody see this? Well, right here they've seen a little bit of vision. It might be in your own little home, wherever it might be. Then here, the old monthly, you see a few more people. Does the vision go up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the quarterly? And then you go to probably about a 400-person-plus event. Then you go to annual. Oh, shoot, we have the Pathfinder Summit. We have 2,000-plus people come to the Pathfinder Summit this year. At the NECAN Convention, we had 4,000 people at the NECAN Convention. It's building vision. This is how you build teams. But this never starts off. This person right here never starts off unless you keep it simple by following the PRS process right there. And they're simple tools, guys. It tells you exactly here. For me, I don't sit down and go through people through this. Yes, I can. I can easily done. I can tell people why they need their tools, but it's easier for me to push play. I've seen this video so many times. Man, I love Rick. I'm tired of looking at it. But I've seen it a lot. I'm telling you, literally almost 100 times. Sit down doing a sponsorship meeting, push play, and sitting there going, you know, smiling all the way through it because I've heard it and repeat it and all that kind of stuff. But why do I do this? If I leave, no matter where I am, if I leave and they say, I got to do a sponsorship, what do I do? Well, what did we do? Well, you put that video in that guy. You know, and you push play. And he told everybody what to do. Well, can you do that? Well, yes. The faster you're replaced, the higher your income goes. Okay? With the world you come from, you don't want to be so duplicated because once you're duplicated, you're outicated. Okay? This, you want your people to be better than you. So it doesn't matter how you do this, how you meet people, all that kind of stuff, but you've got to follow the simple steps when it comes to building this business. The law, 24 to 48 hours. Make sure you follow up. If they come to an in-home, if you do this meeting right here, in some cases, people won't, they won't, maybe, like I said, there's some people who are just not that educated. But they come into the in-home or the large presentation at the end of the month. So they come into the bigger picture. They don't show up. What do? And say there's not one scheduled for another week. What do? At this point, if they haven't shown up, what I do is I call them the next day. I said, man, Sherry, missed you. Wish you could have been here. We had an awesome time. Man, we just went through, did this, that, and the other. You know, I'm going to be in your neighborhood. This is exactly what I told Sherry Dorsey. And hey, guys, it worked. She's platinum. I think y'all would like to have her in your organization. Okay. Hey, look, I want to be in your neighborhood the next couple of days. When can we get together? Because I'm sure I would really want to show this to you. That's being proactive. You know what you want, go get it. You just share it with the people. I'm not saying chase people. I'm not saying pin them down. I'm not saying do anything like that. You have 100 name lists. As you're going through the list, it's okay if you say, I don't want to do that. Because they've been approached by other things. That's okay. You cannot compare NECAN to anything. If you think you can, you're watching this video, wait. I promise you, there's no way to compare NECAN to anything. When it comes to our products, you're going to hear a lot about the wellness home. For me, the product is balanced. The five pillars of health. Healthy body, mind, finances, society, and family. I think this world would be a whole lot better place if people were in balance. See, the product's only hit one pillar. But it gives us the opportunity to go to financial, spiritual, all this kind of stuff, keeping things in balance and keeping things simple. What I shared with you today, guys, is real simple. And I hate to tell you that's all I've ever done. I've had people call me and say, how does this thing work? I say, I don't know. And I have people that in my organization, my top leaders, and they'll blow you away when you find out who's in the organization. And they'll poke fun. I don't know. But you know what? The L's and the C's and the leaders, guess what they do? They find the answer. It's not your job to go find all the answers. It's your job to show them the way and show them and believe them that they can do it. Follow up with them. Always contact your organization and get them to the media because it tends to build their vision. We've got people in the organization that have come to me for 2 or 3 years. Now they're knocking on the door here real quick, going to be diamond and after that within 12 months. Because it came around. We were just talking about this a second ago, Steve, at lunch. that came around the people because we built the family. Now, as you start your 100 name list, as I was hitting a while ago, we're talking about that also too, Carolyn. Carolyn said to bounce around to finish a subject or a topic, and I came back. The topic, the 100 name list. You'll contact people, say, "Oh, I've heard about that before. That's stuff." And you'd say, "That's okay. Appreciate it. I thought you can say how you want to, but you can, I just thought you were smarter than that." Or you go to the next people and they say, "I don't have enough time." All this kind of stuff. Don't get caught up in trying to answer objections. I just assume everybody's going to get it. But you have 100 names. Now here's the thing. The people who say no in the beginning, I promise you this. Over half of them will call you in 6 months and say, "How's that thing working for you?"
Yeah.
And when it's going good and you're still smiling big, what do they want? They want to feel good and smile big. People can care less when it comes to the facts and figures about the company, but they want to have fun. They want to have hope again, and the best way to show them hope is keep things simple and keep things duplicatable and develop a team. And the way you build a team, guys, is take your little team to a big team to the next step, the next organization. And as you're building, it's not hire and train, it's sponsor and help that person sponsor somebody else, help that person sponsor somebody else, because they're looking down going, "I don't know what you're doing, but it's pretty cool." And I can talk to more people. Because in the beginning, the only thing you're going to have to do is talk to more people. But you're going to keep it simple. You're going to plug them into this because the tools we have online, guys, we didn't have this. I remember Murphy and I, one meeting we did at this apartment locator. And this is a call I made. We sit down, we're sitting there talking to this lady, and I think she was breathing. But she's sitting across from us, and we're talking to her. And she goes, "Thank you for our time." But we knew where we were going. And guess who followed us out? One of our sales reps. And says, "I don't know what you're doing, but I want it." We sponsored him. He overheard. There are people looking for you. It's whether or not you're going to find them. And the only thing you have to do is call the people.